Welcome back, guys. I know I haven't been posting anything, but I've had some things going on, but I'm ready to start posting again. So, here we go with the top three crazy mental asylum stories that made me read them, reread them, and question my grip on reality. Coming in at number one, we have I Can't See. My mom told me this story from her time at a neuropsychiatric ward while she was in grad school. She was making her routine room checks and happened upon the most horrific scene that she'd ever seen. This was during the night shift, and generally, all the patients' bedroom doors should be closed. So my mom turned a corner and noticed an open door, which was unusual. She saw a staff member's legs on the floor, halfway out the doorway. Concerned, she ran over and looked in the room. She saw a patient, a woman who had severe postpartum psychiatric disorder, who had just gouged both of her own eyes with her bare hands. She was sitting cross-legged on the floor, holding her eyes in her hands. The first staff member to witness the scene, who is now lying face down on the floor, but had a heart attack when he witnessed the woman while he was making his rounds. My mom screamed for help and frantically tried to perform CPR on the staff member, all while the woman just sat there calmly holding her eyes. No. I mean, I understand these people have mental problems and need help, but you think the survival part of your brain would say, hey, this isn't a good idea. How about we stop? Yikes. Next up, we have possession. We had a young lady in our custody with quite a few issues. We called her Jane. On Jane's first night at our facility, staff performing a bed check found Jane in a puddle of blood. Turns out, Jane had been slicing the skin around her shin with her fingernails and was pulling her skin up off her leg, essentially degloving her calf. Jane also had a ritual she performed every night before bed. While in her room, she would walk to every wall and touch them in a crucifix pattern. After doing this for a few hours, she would sit on her bed and go to sleep. One night, Jane's pace was frantic. Our night staff observed the entire interaction and reported Jane screaming late into the night, and no one knew why. When one staff member went to check on Jane, she reported Jane standing in the hallway smiling. The staff asked what was wrong, and Jane replied, "What makes you think you're talking to Jane?" Burn the room, burn her. I don't wish harm upon people, but she isn't Jane anymore. That's Satan himself. Last but not least, we have Guts. This one I found on Reddit, and it's by khippie777. So, 4 years ago, I worked at a mental hospital for about 5 years. The scariest patient an incident involved a patient that had just had surgery to remove an object that she had swallowed. I'm down the hall when I hear a nurse scream at the top of her lungs for help. I run to the patient's room and she had opened up her stapled shut incision and was holding what looked like part of her intestines in her hands. Blood was everywhere. She didn't seem to feel anything though, and just looked like they were interrupting her. I almost fainted at the sight. I quit that job shortly after. Yeah, that's a logical decision. I'd never be able to work at a mental hospital. I'd just look at all these people and just go, why? Why? Why are you broken? Who hurt you? Why are you the way you are? But thank you guys again for joining me on this. It wasn't really scary. It was just disturbing and gross, and I'm never gonna read that again. But if you enjoyed it, make sure to look at all my other podcasts, and also make sure to check out Anchor, man. It's awesome. I love you guys, and I will see you next time. Thank you, and goodbye.